good evening, or whatever time of day it is for you listening in to BBS Radio on December the 9th, 2019, another Monday evening episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call, and I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa, California.
Welcome to you, Debbie.
Hello, hi. Hi, everybody.
And the next person, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, Lauren, from Forks, Washington.
All right, back in Washington. Welcome home, Lauren. Thank you for being here.
Oh, not back in Washington yet, though.
Okay.
Still in New York, but there are a couple more coming in here.
Yes, welcome. Hello, Don.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heiss, everybody.
Good evening, Don.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Heiss. Don.
And Hello. The next person, welcome. Please say your name and location.
It's Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Hello, Grandma White Dove.
Hi, White Dove.
Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, and Lauren. Good to hear your voices.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good to hear my voice, too.
You're not coughing tonight.
No, I'm doing better.
Good.
All right. And another person might have joined in. If so, feel free to say a name or location. And the next caller, welcome. Please say a name or location.
Positive greetings, Bobby, from Sedona.
Hello, positive greetings, Braden. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Braden.
Hi, Braden.
Hi.
And those listening in through BBS Radio Online, welcome. Thank you for being here. Wynn has an email out with Christmas specials. If you are interested, you might want to take a look at your inbox. And for those listening on BBS, if you're not familiar with it, we do our daily whole planet healing planetary meditation at 7 p.m. Pacific, which is right after this show, which you can only participate per phone. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And also can give you the phone number here. It is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. The whole thing again quickly, 712-770-4340. Access code 250-513-pound. I welcome the next participant. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
This is Susan, and I'm in Sedona.
Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. Hello, Terry. May I guess where you are at? Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hi, Terry.
Good evening. Hi. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Welcome, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
Wanda.
Right.
We're on the call.
All right. And if you just listened in through BBS Radio, welcome to the Monday evening show with Win Free and Sherry Brown. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Susan again. Up.
All right. Welcome back, Susan. Yes, Vin, Terry is on.
Okay, he's coming on.
Okay. And in advance, I wish everyone happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Heis.
Thank you. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call, Win.
How did you know it was me?
Because somebody comes in as host.
Pardon me? Are you breathing?
You came in as host.
I see. Can you hear me?
Yes.
What'd you say, Terry? Oh, no, I can talk while I drive. You know, Terry drugged me out to a happy hour again today. Everyone is so quiet.
That is good.
Hi, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I don't want... What would you guys like to do? Would you like to say your name and your city, please? Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. There's a new person named Susan on the line for the first time.
Susan?
Yeah.
Hi there. How did you hear about us?
Braden told me.
Raiden told you. Oh, well, that means I don't have to be in super good behavior.
Maybe you can drive and I'll talk about dreams a little bit.
Well, let me do a little bit of introduction. Hi.
Yes.
What, are you hearing an echo?
Nope.
You don't. You don't hear one.
Nope.
Would you like to
welcome to the call, please.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, Janine.
Thank you.
Susan, do you live in Sedona?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, my mother passed away at 11:30 today.
Oh.
Raiden asked me to...
What did Raiden tell you about us?
Not much.
You know, you have no idea what you've gotten yourself into, right?
Well, I can always... I have no idea what's going on, no. I have no idea.
I see.
I live in Sedona, so it doesn't really matter, you know. I've lived 28 years, so...
In other words, you're used to... things that are...
Before that, I was a hippie up in Southern Oregon for 18 years, living in communes and growing our own food and stuff like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
You should figure it out.
In Oregon, did you know OSHA?
You mean OSHA?
OSHA.
Yeah, I was a sannyasin for 5 years. When he was I was an Indian.
Yep. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you. I'll turn off the things.
I'll tell you, Susan, I'll tell you an interesting synchronicity we just had. You and I. Okay?
Okay.
we were just sitting at Picasso's. You know Picasso's?
Yeah.
And we were there for happy hour. We were supposed to be there for happy hour, but we got there late. And we're sitting at the bar because all the other seats are taken.
The echo has started, Lynn.
What's that?
The echo has started. Not too bad, though.
Oh,
Jerry, could you turn your volume down on your phone?
You should probably mention you weren't there to drink.
No, we never drink. We drink iced tea. I drink iced tea. But there was this... When we sat down, this attractive blonde lady kept looking at me, right? And eventually, I said hello to her. And we started talking. And she said she was a musician. She was from Sweden. She travels around Europe doing concerts and lives in Sedona, okay?
I probably know her.
Yeah, her name is Ingrid.
Her
sannyasin name is, what is it, Terry? Ishmael. Does that sound familiar?
Like that.
She plays occasionally here in Sedona. And you know, she was with Osho. Now, isn't that a small world?
I helped the Oshos move in here when they had earthquakes, a lot of earthquakes over in Beverly Hills, and that's where a lot of his entourage lived. And mm-hmm. and I helped them all move in when they bought 5 mansions here. Yeah, they started a whole lot of moved over here.
To Sedona.
Yeah.
I know they used to have a restaurant right across from New Frontiers. Remember that?
One right here near my house, where Ty Spices is now.
Uh-huh.
But then they moved to Santa Barbara to start anew, and suddenly there's fires over there all the time. I don't know if they'll come back or what.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. A lot.
Well, I think Osho. At one point in my life, I was studying. We're on the radio talking, right? This is one of those casual times. At one point, I was, studying everybody, trying to figure out what was going on in the spiritual world, and guess what? I somewhat figured it out, and we're doing something fairly extraordinary.
You're not recording yet, though.
I know. I got your keys. I'm gonna go in the house and turn on my computer, and then I'll start recording. Okay, I'll be more formal. But we are on the air. Hello to everybody on BBS. And I should have recorded when I said that. Susan, do you go to the church that Raiden goes to sometimes?
What, Unity?
Not Unity.
Oh, Church.
No.
Yeah, I do.
Ariana,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I've known Ariana for 28 years.
have you. She does. She does a really good service for the community. You know, she really cares about people.
She's in total service.
Yeah. Well, Carrie's waiting for me to open the door. And everyone out on radio land, I'd like to say that nothing ever happens. And so we float in between nothing ever happens and everything happening. And right now we're just getting through nothing ever happens. But there's space on the line. And we have these celestial sources that, what's the right word? They shadow us. You know, they pay attention to us. And they're here right now. I'm just acknowledging them. And many people that come to our calls get to feel we talk to them. They're really wise. It's not normal channeling. I can tell you how they introduce themselves. I'll tell you what. Hi, so I'm back in my room. I'm going to be back on the computer in a moment. So start the recording.
No, man.
If you will, please.
Can you use the phone line?
No, leave the lines open. Everybody's been pretty quiet.
Yep, here we go.
The recording has started.
Of course, I don't know what date today is. What's today?
The
9th. It is December 9th. December 9th, Monday. And this is Wednesday, 2019. Thank you. Winfrey in Sedona, and this is our Monday night, wild card night, and we do a lot of calls every week, and I stopped trying to entertain people. I used to. I mean, I was a professional entertainer at one point. And, you know, when you have people listening to you, you say, well, I got to do something. What do? I got to rally the energy. And to a certain extent, I don't approach this call in that way. And the reason is because we started communications with these guys. They explain themselves to be group souls in other dimensions, and they have some unusual abilities, aside from having a very wise view of everything that happens in our realm. And I have been asking them questions for many years now. And I can say how they identify themselves. I said, who are you? What do you do? What can you do? And they said they were a group soul of energy beings, not bodies, okay? And that... And this is where it gets really far out. They said they were here before there was this physical universe, and that they were the beings that created the universe. And they actually shared how they did that. I've had thousands of conversations with them now, and they have been very, how would I say it, very transparent. They don't want us to worship them, although they identified themselves by the name the Council of Elohim, and Elohim happens to be one of the words for God in the Old Testament. And when I asked them, are you the same Elohim? They said they were part of the same. And when I said, why are you talking to me? They said, you're like a cosmic midwife. You know how to bring these things into the world, and you don't have ego about it. Now, when they said that, I had not a clue how to bring things into the world. I didn't even know if I trusted them. I didn't know if they were who they said they were, okay? And they never told me to do anything. They just said, ask them questions. And so I began the process of asking them loads and loads and loads and loads of questions. And they started doing little miracles around me, which were hard to disregard. First thing that happened was my sister had a miracle. And she was supposed to die, and she didn't. And something happened that couldn't have happened by normal medical standards, okay? And then other things happened. The people that are coming onto our calls, I would say, have learned to think of them as friends, like helpers. And they don't have bodies, they don't need a lot, and they give a lot, but they have a criteria for giving, and you have to pay attention to them for a while to grasp their criteria, okay? And you know, I'm talking about them. I think what I'll do is I think maybe I'll play something that Terry did. I'm looking, I thought I'd play something here. We have this is an interesting one. We have a number of sessions on how they created the universe. Hang on a moment here. What is this audio that says Domino Cuties? Heis, did you put that up there?
Well, I don't recall.
6 minutes long. Domino Cuties?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Doesn't sound like you, does it? Okay. Here's Terry. Now, one of the things that really hooked me early on was when Terry was channeling. There was actually two women that were channeling. And I asked them, was Terry ever anybody famous? and they said, look up St. Catherine of Siena, who happened to be a channel, and Terry was the spitting image of St. Catherine. And happy birthday. I'm still looking for what I'm going to play here. I'm sorry we didn't prepare for this properly. And over the weekend, we have a few calls going on. And by Monday night, I'm usually fairly blown away and kind of recuperating. And let's see.
Muted.
Hey, Wynn?
Yeah.
Susan made the comment that her mother passed away today.
Yeah.
Maybe while you're looking for that, maybe we could address that.
Okay, that's a very good idea. Okay. I'm being insensitive by not doing that. Hang on a moment here.
So I was wondering, what was your mother's name?
Let me unmute Susan, okay?
Okay.
And let me make sure she's open to
this. She wants to do something. Okay, good.
Okay, before we do anything here. Okay.
Unmuted.
I think
Susan, are you there, Susan?
Yes. Now, my mother's name is Isabel.
Isabel. Now let me tell you that we're talking to a conglomeration of the Elohim group and the Ra group. We've had quite a bit of, I don't look to talk to deceased people, but we have had quite a bit of experience. They come in, and Terry, I'm convinced, is able to connect with them. Oftentimes, when somebody just dies, they're not available for connection.
I didn't feel like she would be available for days.
Right. But the Elohim can connect with her and sometimes help her transition. But you're not familiar with our work, so it may not feel comfortable for you for us to do that right now. But if you'd like us to, we will.
Yeah. I gave you my background. I'm a pretty open person.
Okay. All right. So in any case, I'm just going to ask them, what's your mother's name?
Isabel.
Isabel. I'm going to ask them. They're on the line now. I mean, as we have learned, they're on the line and they're paying attention, everybody. I'm going to ask them if Isabel, if they can, you know, where Isabel is at right now in her space, you know? And is it appropriate to work with her, help her on her transition, or give a message to you? She probably won't do that too soon, but, you know, we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay.
Are you okay with that, Terry?
Where is she?
Where did she die from?
She was in Visalia, California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I am picking her up, and it's like what I'm getting is that she needs this time for private. She needs this time to be very private in herself. She is quite a woman. And the other thing I pick up is she really, really loves you. But that's all I want to say because I don't want to interrupt her privacy.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling too, because she hasn't really come to me like when my father passed. He was, I could actually see emanations of him all around.
Yes.
My mom hasn't come through at all yet.
Yeah, you're picking it up. Yes.
It's not necessary, but it's just something that you look at.
We all understand
where we're going, and we all want to communicate with other realms and other.
Yes, and I feel that this would be possible later on, but right now she needs to be private within herself.
Well, that's good. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. And we don't normally do that, but we did it, so there. Susan?
Yes?
Wait a second. Your name looks familiar. Are you the person that had a place for rent?
Yeah, I did have. I do occasionally have a place. Raiden looked at it.
I'm the one who sent Raiden there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I saw your post on.
Yeah, I'm a holdout. I'm not going to do Airbnb.
Good. I saw your post on, what is it called, Next Door Neighbor or something?
Yeah.
And Raiden was raving about you. She's a really nice person. Okay.
It was small for him, and he didn't end up needing a place.
Well, let's see here. Now I'm back to saying, what do we do next? What do we do next? And
why don't you talk about the Schumann resonance, how intense it's been lately? Something to do with that.
We've talked about that many times, okay?
Oh, and don't.
And so, just a moment here.
Spirit channel.
Okay, here's you know, how many of you know who Cocapelli is?
I do.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Cocapelli is how would you describe it? Someone who knows Cocapelli, how would you describe Cocapelli? No takers. He's
like,
how many of you ever saw the guy playing flute that looks like his stomach is an S? An Indian.
Kind of like Dionysus.
That's Cocapelli. Cocapelli is kind of an Indian muse. Indian god of sorts, particularly the Hopis like him, the Navajos like him. I don't really know that much about him. But one time, our sources kept directing Daphne and me to go to the Hopi tribe and that something would happen there. And so we went to the Hopi tribe. And the Hopi tribe, how many of you know about Hopis? Hopis have a
in the middle of the night reservation.
Yeah, they have, but they have a reputation as being the most spiritual of all the Native American tribes, okay? And they're about 100 miles from Sedona. And we drove there, and we stayed at, there's a Hopi hotel up in that area. We stayed at the hotel, and we went to do a channeling. Since our sources were telling us to go there, we went to do a channeling, and a voice came through that said it was Kokopelli. So here he is.
And who's Kokopelli?
The Anasazi flute dancer.
And is that a real being?
He is a spirit being.
He exists right now in spirit, yes?
Yes. He has a connection with the entity now speaking.
He has a connection right now with the entity, or he has a general connection?
She has had a connection since 1992.
Would it be advisable to let that entity speak?
It could be done.
Right now?
If you desire.
Well, we can open up to it.
Kokopelli speak. The wind. The sail of the wind through the harmony, through the fingers, through the tones of the music wafting through the arroyos and the rocks and the canyons.
Muted.
These are haunting and mysterious, and they call back. They call back eons of time. To make people remember the origins and the sacred space of the connectedness of the human and the divine, and the role, the intricate role that the earth plays, and the delicate balance, the very fragile balance all that are in. It is a haunting cry. Mysterious cry, one that is compelling, one that has been lost and is coming back. It is the flute chamber ricocheting through the canyons. In the dark, in a place of Bandelier, in a place of Moab, in a place of Canyonlands, in a place of the national parks. These are sacred sites. It is when she takes her flute and goes into the nature and plays. And hears it echoing off the canyon walls. She speaks to the stones, and the stones, they speak and reverberate back to her. It is her way of communing with the earth, and the earth knowing how to support her. Being in the nature, being part of the mother, not separate from her. Very integrated cellularly with her, doing what she loved to do best, communion go to the kivas, go to the sweat lodge ceremonies, go to the sacred drumming circles, go to those things of the four directions. If you are invited to go to events in Sedona, it's safest to go to the shamanic Native American events. These are the most grounded. These are the ways in which you will least lose your footing. The others are more slippery slopes. She knows this, for the earth speaks its wisdom to her. Her path is the earth energy path. Others are not to be her foundation. The earth is to be her foundation. She can help others through her own foundation to the earth. This is why she has been screaming about foundation and grounding. She knows that her healing and her ability to help others will come through her own grounding to the earth. Once she has established the grounding to the earth, then she can be of true service. Others cannot be her foundation. Her foundation is the mother. Then she can help others. This is Copperbelly's message to you.
Thank you so much for coming forth. And please be invited to stay in our space anytime you choose and support the work we're doing.
You are more than welcome. It would be good to get your Native American flute repaired.
Did you have a physical incarnation?
Not as you would understand it.
Are you particularly related to the Hopi tribe?
Yes, there is a strong connection.
But other Native American tribes as well?
We are of Anasazi ancestry, the cliff dwellers of northern New Mexico.
Okay, we thank you, and maybe we can return to our Hopi emissary of the Ra group.
You have returned.
Do you have a name?
Kopal.
Kopal?
Kopal.
Kopal. I think you've answered our questions for the day. And is there anything else that's important to share with us?
There are many things which are important to share. Your question is broad in scope. Please narrow it.
In terms of the work we are doing in the white man's world, is what would be the effective way of tying in the Hopi energy?
You think of this incorrectly. It is not a tying in of the energy. It's an attunement. It is an understanding. It is an openness, a willingness to learn. White men are arrogant. White men are intellectual and want to understand everything with their minds. They have no regard for physical space, the sacredness of land. They have no regard for taking things and never returning them. They suffer from greed. They suffer from delusion. But their ways are crumbling now. Their empire is coming to an end. You must undo the training which you have inculcated as a white man and become every man. You must become a red man, a black man, a yellow man. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. We bid you good evening. And thank you for being with us. And I think that's all.
Then we bid you good night. Oi, ciao, ciao.
Unmuted.
Okay. It's Wynn, and we are back. And I don't know if you guys got anything from that. It certainly was a different energy. That was in 2010. And I think Daphne and I, at the time, had a brief stint at living in Terry's house. Terry, did you ever hear that before? Hello, Terry.
Yeah, I did. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to have like a Hopi see if they could translate that.
Oh, that last section.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really, she did a nice job of singing that.
Yeah. You know, that was very unusual. That is not what we normally do on these calls. And our sources, how would you say it? That sounded like a very evolved individual human, but it wasn't a human. It was a spirit form.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if I can play something. I'm doing a bad job today, but I'm here. So excuse me. Okay.
What are you looking to play?
I'm going to play something here that you channeled that's on heaven. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what it is, so let's see.
April 18th. Is Terry fairly accurate on her memories of heaven?
Just
Well, some things have changed since she has left heaven, and they have modern techniques and modernizations that she is not yet aware of.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about them?
There are greater potentials for connection than there were before between heaven and people that are asking. Better means of connecting and feedback to tell where a person is at in their transition and if they are aimed towards heaven. To keep better track of them, to dispatch the angels. the technique of when an individual is seeking to connect, the connection can be made easier and bring them in on the frequency to heaven.
So, if we assume heaven is a place where people are worked with and they meet their old friends and family, is it one place or are there different locations?
There are different locations, like one of them is the gardens where one can go and meditate and it is connected with heaven. Another place is the library. Another place is the schooling for occupations, for training where someone has had like, for instance, if they were a cook in the life on Earth, and then they come there, then they can take a place having that particular occupation and cooking for the angels, sharing their creative ideas and helping them integrate without loss of connection.
How many individual souls can heaven cope with? And is there a heaven for Earth and a heaven for other planets? Or is it all one place?
You ask many questions at one time.
Okay, how many souls does heaven deal with at one time?
There are heavens for different planets. That are particularly set up and geared for the individuals of that planet. And they are loosely connected. There are approximately 20,000 to 40,000 angels at any one time working with individuals who cross over. Not everyone who passes on crosses over. Many stay in the Earth realm as a ghost. It is a special occasion when one comes over. And if more angels are needed at any one time to deal with a mass exodus of people, then there are like reserves one can call up.
Mm-hmm. And are the Elohim supplying the angels? Are they part of the Elohim group in general?
No. Angels and angels in training have migrated there by their own gift of giving and wishing to learn more about working with people and helping people on their path. they're not necessarily Elohim or any other group. There are people that have learned about heaven and or have maybe even didn't know about heaven but have the inclination to help people.
Mm-hmm. Is the heaven realm for Earth connected to the vibrational field of Earth?
Yes, it is.
And it's kind of physically in the vibrational field of Earth. Could we say?
Not really. It is, has a connection, but it is not stuck in Earth's vibration. Earth's vibration more is stuck in heaven.
I see. Let's say, for example, if there was an atomic bomb that went off on Earth, it wouldn't affect heaven.
Just if you would affect heaven.
Pardon me?
Yes, it would affect heaven.
It would?
Yes. It would jar loose connections with Earth. It would... it would loosen the bonds, connecting, the bonds are very delicate, connecting individuals. It would vibrate clear through heaven and jar loose, connections that would need to be reestablished.
Okay. All right. I think that's all for the moment, and thank you for coming. Anything else that you'd like to tell us that's important to hear?
We appreciate your work immensely, and the more that you can stay on the connected path, the greater the reward, the greater the bond.
Thank you.
Okay. Everybody's unmuted, and we'll meet you at Whole Planet Healing.
Muted. Unmuted.
Thank you all. See you at Whole Planet.